It's time again for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the Morning Show's food and beverage authorities from around town. Chuck Kansky is back with us again this morning. Chuck is owner of Solo Vino, full-service wine shop on Selby Avenue in St. Paul, and he's also a wine expert for Minnesota Monthly's New Vintage, a wine tasting series for 20 and 30-somethings around the cities. Chuck joins us to talk about wine trends in Minnesota and around the world. Good morning, Chuck.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Always nice to see you. So we're talking about something called Vino Verde this morning. Please tell me this is not, as the name implies, green wine.
Well, it's a more of a reference to the area of northern Portugal that it's from. It butts up against green Spain, which is one of the theories is the name of the area. But Vino Verde is actually, without hesitation, the quintessential summer white wine, simply because it's one of the most refreshing things you'll ever want to drink. You know, the dirty little secret within the wine geek community is that you shouldn't put ice in wine, but we all do it. And, you know, if there is a wine that it is most appropriate for, it's Vino Verde, because it is best when it is ice cold.
Okay. All right. And also presumably green in the sense of young, I guess,
yes.
You know, very,
yes.
Very recent vintage, that kind of stuff. In fact, you probably, I'm imagining you wouldn't see vintages earlier than a certain year with Vino Verde. Is that right?
Typically, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, Vino Verde is a wine that you want to drink in its first to second year. But if you go up the ladder and you can find producers that are making 100% Avarino, which is one of the base grapes in this region, and they're producing what I would call legacy white wines. So these are wines that you can sit down and age. They do have the guts to make it 4, 5, 6 years, like a good Sancerre. But generally speaking, Vino Verde is a fresh, young white wine.
So now, what accounts for this surge in popularity in Vino Verde?
Well, I think like a lot of things coming into the wine trade, people are not afraid to try new things.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to a summer white wine, truly, Vino Verde is, I can't think of anything that's more refreshing. Vino Verde in the last decade, percentage of increase is something like 300%. Close to 6 million cases of wine are now imported into the U.S.
Hmm.
And I think the popularity is definitely here to stay.
Okay. And not to mention the fact that there was an article, I guess, in the New York Times like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
That probably has helped nationally a bit in popularity. All right. So let's try it. I got to see. What actual vintner do we have here this morning?
Well, this is Fusello. It's one of a bevy of Vino Verdes that you'll see around town. The biggies at most retail establishments are Broadbent, this one, Fusello. There's another one from Fonseca called Twin Vines, Gazela, Pavao. These are the more popular hits. If you go around town, you'll see them.
Getting a lot of tingling here, right where my jaw meets my head, a very, very back of the mouth kind of tingly. It is. Are they always kind of vaguely sparkling like that?
Yes. Pretty much every Vino Verde has a little spritz to it, or a little effervescence. Definitely one of the components of the wine that makes it so refreshing. There's many things that produce a fresh wine. One of them is a lot of citric acid, which you can tell specifically in this Fusello.
Yeah.
It has a nice little sour, kind of a tart finish. Most of the Vino Verdes will have a strong grapefruit kind of action to it, along with that classic spritz. And that's kind of why I like to suggest it during hot summer days. I mean, last week with the heat that we saw, which was just crippling if you didn't have air conditioning. It's definitely the white wine that I would reach for, and it's perfect.
What's the alcohol content generally on a Vino Verde?
Generally speaking, Vino Verdes will hover between about 9 up to about 11.5% alcohol.
So a little lower on average,
yeah.
I guess, which is cool if you're going to be enjoying that in the summer. That's nice if you're going to be enjoying, you know, a little more than just a little. What's the price point on this kind of stuff?
The Vino Verdes that we'll see around town, the list I just rattled off, and we'll put this on the website with some other tidbits of information. But generally speaking, they're going to be between $5 and $9.
What?
So very reasonable. Yes, very, very reasonable.
Wow, that's really something. Is this hard to get, or can we find it town?
I spoke with some of my wine colleague friends, and you know, Mitch at South Lindale supports, I believe, the Gazela. Mike Dombro at Sunfish Cellars, he has a favorite house brand as well. Pete Vars at Thomas Liquors, Brian Molly at Kowalski's. Everybody seems to have a specific house brand that they prefer. And for us, the two biggies are Fusello and Pavao. But when you go around town, you'll see a splattering of other smaller producers. And there are several that are going to be around, you know, $12, $13, $14 as well.
When you say this is kind of a quintessential summer wine, does that mean that you're not really going to find it when fall comes or in the wintertime?
You'll just see more of them during the summer when it's this hot out. You will have a lot of producers that continually bottle year-round. And you'll find them at a lot of places year-round. But instead of having four or five during the summer, they might just downsize to one or two bottlings.
Right. Well, very cool. We got the links that that Chuck mentioned. You can see them up online at thecurrent.org and find out where you can find a bottle of Vino Verde in your neck of the woods. Enjoy it with this warm weather that that we're having. And by the way, another new vintage program coming up soon. When is the next one?
It's about a month away. It's going to be August 20th.
Okay.
Some details are still being hashed out, but there will be some information posted as well on the websites here shortly.
Okay, very cool. Thanks, as always, Chuck. Nice to see you.
Well, thanks for having me
back.
And
thanks for the wine.
Anytime.
Chuck Kansky, he is owner of Solo Vino Wine Shop on Selby Avenue in St. Paul, also wine expert from Minnesota Monthly's new vintage.